We've been speaking a little bit about the world of avodas hakarbanos and the talich, the process of bringing the karban. We spoke a little bit about the mitzvah. We spoke a bit about hafrashas hakarban. What do you have to do as far as saying something, just thinking about it? It becomes part of the kapara process. Now you're bringing it. We're focusing for now on the primary avodas hadam. We spoke primary avodas. We spoke the last couple of weeks about the shechita. And when the animal comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to shechit. That's the first of the four avodas. We spoke about, is it really an avoda? Is it not an avoda? We spoke about, does it require klisharis? Does it not require, what's the goal of it? Tonight we're speaking about Kabbalas Hadam. Kabbalas Hadam, the words I think are fairly easy to translate. The catching of the blood. The catching of the blood. The mucker for Kabbalas Hadam, it's a little bit hard to say, the simple pshat. Is the mucker is the pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Parsha Vayikra. The Torah tells us, "V'shachas ben habakar lefnei Hashem." You shech the animal in front of Hashem. V'ikrivu bnei Aharon haKohanim es hadam, and the bnei Aharon haKohanim, the Kohanim are v'ikrivu. They bring it or bring it closer. V'zarku es hadam, and then the blood gets sprinkled. Chazal understand it's a Gemara in Tzvachim and Daf Gimel. It's a Medrash to Torah's Kohanim in the Sifra. That v'hikrivu, this act of bringing it, is a reference to, and a lot of nuance here to be shown, maybe next week we'll speak about it at greater length, to both Kabbalah and Halacha. Kabbalah is the second avodah, you catch the blood, and you catch it, the Halacha, and you walk it over for the Zrika. But the source of Kabbalah, see, of catching the blood, for the simple pshat of Chazal, for many Rishonim, seems to be the pasuk here that you catch that v'hikrivu, it gets shechted, and you're bringing the blood for the Zrika. Well, if I'm bringing the blood, I have to first catch the blood. How's we got it? That is the din of Kabbalas Hadam. There are discussions in Rashi Al Torah, the Ramban Al Torah, how exactly we learn from that pasuk, but that is what seems to be there. There are additional contexts in Chumash also, like the part of Mishpatim, where we do have ideas of Kabbalas Hadam, had by Karmic Chazis also, but everyone agrees there's a concept called Kabbalah, catching the blood. There are, also our second part of introduction, there are a variety of halachas when it comes to Kabbalas Hadam. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chav Zayin, it's a Gemara in a bunch of different places, tells us that mikabbalah ve'elach, it becomes the show of the Kohanim. As opposed to Shkita, or sanctifying a karban, which can all be done by non-Kohanim, the catching of the blood has to be done by Kohanim, mikabbalah ve'elach. So Kabbalah, Kohen has to catch it, he then has to, Kohen has to walk it over, a Kohen then has to sprinkle it. Mikabbalah ve'elach, you require a Kohen. There are also a variety of situations or psulim of those that are not entitled or not able to do Kabbalah. The Mishnah tells us in Zvachim and Daf Chesvav Mebeis that if a non-Kohen catches it, that's a problem. If a Tvul Yom, if someone that was Tameh, went to the mikvah, is now just waiting for nightfall to become Tahor, they're also not allowed to do Kabbalah. Also, Mechusar Begadin, the Kohen Gadol, that does Kabbalah, has to be wearing his Bidei Kahuna. Wearing Bidei Kahuna. He has to also be standing. If he's Yoshev, if he's sitting, that's not considered to be okay. There's also a machlokas in the Mishnah. Does he have to count with his? Does he have to catch with his right hand? What would be the din if he catches with his left hand? Tanakama says it's pasul. Reb Shimon says it's kosher. Says it's kosher. The next halacha, even though we said a non-kohen, or you require a kohen for Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, there are still differences. If a non-kohen does Zrika, the non-kohen sprinkles the blood, he's kind of Misa. If a non-Kohen does Kabbalah, so he's not Chayav Misa. It's Usser, and it's Pasul, but he's not considered to be Chayav Misa if a non-Kohen catches the blood. Other halachas also, maybe we'll speak about a different time. We've seen thus far that one of the avodas is called the avoda of Kabbalah, of catching the blood. Catching the blood has to be done by a Kohen, has to be done by a Kohen wearing Bidei Kahuna, has to be done by a Kohen who is Tahor, has to be done with his right hand, certainly for Tanakama, must be done with his right hand. the non-Kohen does it, you're considered to be five Misa. No. Yes. There's a lot of Doraisa, the different degrees of punishment. So there's five Misa and some aren't. It's in that category. Okay. What I want to try to speak about tonight a little bit is what is the goal of Kabbalah? What is the goal of Kabbalah? Why am I catching the blood? What goal and purpose does it have? So we're going to see that there seem to be two potentially different mahalachim for what the goal is. One mahalach holds as follows. Rashi in Menachos and Daf Yudal and Mabei tells us, why am I doing Kabbalah? The Kabbalah ain't a materas, the ain't a elalit soras asrika. Even though you have four avodas, shkita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, checking animal, catching the blood, walking it over to mizbeach, and sprinkling, they're not all created equal. What Rashi tells us in Menachos is the primary goal of kabbalah is to be the necessary middleman so you could do the zrika. If no one catches the blood, so then you won't be able to do the zrika. The purpose of kabbalah is Soreh Zrika, so says Rashi. You find something similar in the Mishnah, and something we've shown him in Meseches Tamid. The Mishnah in Tamid, and Daf Lamed Amen Aleph, is talking about Sugis and Meseches Yuma, the Paisos. They would have these lotteries to see which Kohanim were going to be able to do different avodas. Here we're speaking about, for the Karban Tamid, the different lotteries that they would have. Says the Mishnah as follows, Bo Vefaisa, they would say, anyone that wants to be in the lottery, if you want to have the opportunity to do the avodas, we're going to do the paisos now. Mi hashote, the winner gets to do shita. The next one, mi hazori, gets to do the sprinkling of the blood. Mi medashi mizbech hapnimi, who does the medashen? Says the mefarish, that's what it says Rashi there, but it's referred to as the mefarish, there on the page of Mesefes Tamid. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. It doesn't say that we do a separate act of lottery for who's going to do Kabbalah. Doesn't tell us a separate issue. Who's going to do Shita? Who's going to do Zrika? What about the Kabbalah? Says the Mefarish there. The Kabbalah, Oso Sezorik, is done by the one who does the Zrika. How come? The Kabbalah, Tchilas Zrika Hi. The Nal, the Mekabal, She is Zorik. Because the goal, Kabbalah, is like the Tchilas Zrika. That fits with the Makar in Chumash also. What's the mucker of Kabbalah? The grievous. It's all about bringing it closer and moving in a particular direction. This comes up also in the Mishnah in Meseches Megillah. It comes up in the comment of the Mihiri there in Dachaf that we want to do the Kabbalah sort of right away to the Kaya Mitzvah Zrika. Sounds like it's very much focused on Zrika. That's the first Mahalif. In that sense, Kabbalah doesn't really have that much independent value. It's more like setting up the Zrika. This may explain the whole discussion, why if a non-Kohen does Zrika, that's considered to be Chiyuv Misa, but if a non-Kohen does Kabbalah, it's not Chiyuv Misa. Perhaps, depending on the relative importance of the Avoda, that's going to impact how bad it is if a non-Kohen does it. Zrika, which is massively important, a non-Kohen does it, Chiyuv Misa. Since the real goal of Kabbalah anyway is just to facilitate a middleman, it may be less of a big deal. It may be less of a big deal if the Kohen does it. That's mahalach number one. There is, however, a second mahalach. A second mahalach that requires a degree of analysis, and that is based on a Gemara in Meseches Sota. We quoted this Gemara a couple of weeks ago. The Gemara tells us when it comes to Shkita that even though part of the goal of Shkita is that when you shek the animal, you are being mekadesh or matish the blood. That's why some Rishonim say you require the Shkita to be done with a Klisharis, because the Klisharis is Makdishit. Said the Gemara there as follows, Dam, Afagav, de Kadishte, Sakim, and Tzara Behema, even though you have to shaft it, and it's the Kadish, the blood, Hadir, Makdish, like with Klisharis. Then after you do that, what's the Kabbalah done in? Kabbalah is done in a Kli. Kabbalah is done in a Kli. And not just any Kli, Kabbalah is done in a Klisharis. What's a Klisharis? A certain vessel that was sanctified with extra kedusha, shevet hamishcha, or through the avoda, and part of what a klisharis does is anything that comes within the klisharis, that in and of itself becomes kadosh. That in and of itself becomes holy. Klisharis is able to sanctify. So what's the goal of Kabbalah? simple shot here, the goal is not to set the zrika, but the goal is to be makdish the blood. Why do we need so many different kedushas? If your chef didn't have kedusha, why do we need more kedusha by catching it by catching it? So the Ritva writes in Chulin that when you shecht the animal, that is partially makdish the blood. It's partially makdish the blood. With kadesh hadam tzas, but it's not fully kadosh. So if you would take the blood at that point outside of the mikdash, there wouldn't be an issur of yotzei. You can't take this the carbon outside of the mikdash. But if you only get shkita, the blood is not sufficiently kadosh to have an issur of yotzei, but it's already a bit kadosh when you catch it in the klisharis. So that's where you are, have extra kedusha. That's where you have the complete kedusha, and now the blood is really considered to be kadosh. The Chazon Ish in Menachos Lamed Beis Yud Aleph. The Chazon Ish in Menachos points out that in general, the Afagav, it's in brackets there, that Tzarech Adayim Kiddush Kli Harbei Kedushos Yeis Zo Lemala Mizo Atu Roi LaHakrava. The Chazon Ish here tells us a very important zod. David Salvechik and Yusheim Shum David Shum Alevi. And so the Yidami puts it also, a very important yisod. When you have a karban, if you go through what we've seen thus far, we've spoken thus far about hafrasha, shita, and kabbalah. You know what all three have in common? They're all ways, they seem to have a component of being makdish the animal. Initially, you're being mafrish or makdish the animal. This animal is an ola, it gets kedusha. You then shecht it, and it gets kedusha the blood. You then catch it, and kedusha the blood. So it's a chazanish. The way that karbanos work, it's not like, is it kadosh or is it not kadosh? It's a lot of levels of kedusha. That there are multiple steps when we sanctify a karban. And initially, when you sanctify a karban, that's one level. That, as David Salvechik points out, that's a kiddush b'peh or b'machshava. It's like a lower level, like this is an ola, has kedusha but a lower level. Then you shecht it, a higher level. You catch it, a higher level. And you may find when it comes to karbanos, that they have multiple levels of kedusha. That stam is important. So chapter, I think, often points this out, that we sometimes, that there are a lot of distinctions that we have. We reference, I don't know if it's here or not, but there are distinctions between levels of kedusha. Not all kedushas are created equal. Where do we see distinctions in levels of kedusha? Hamavdil ben kodesh, the kodesh. When you make havdalah, Shabbos to Yontif, you're mavdil between kedushas. What else do we see differences between kedushas? Not just Yontif and Shabbos, but we see it also with the beginning of Maseches Kehillim in the first parak. We're told that Eretz Yisrael has 10 different levels of kedusha. All of Eretz Yisrael's kadosh, but talking about the harabayas, kosha kedushim, it's even higher. Karbanos, they're all kadosh, but some karbanos are kachim kalim, some are kachim. There are different levels of kedusha. All Jews may have kedusha, but Bikidashto, Kohanim may have more kedusha, and the Kohen Gadol may have even more kedusha. So what you find here is a phenomenon that we find in lots of different places. That the way that kedusha works, there are often multiple madrigas of kedusha, and sometimes you have to build until you're ready for the real climax, kadosh or not. What we've seen thus far is as follows. We've seen two different mahalchim about the nature of Kabbalah, catching the blood. On the one hand, Rashi and Maseches Menachos, Kabbalah is Rashi, also the Mefarish and Maseches Tamid. The goal of Kabbalah is all A and in between. It's all in between. It's there to facilitate the Zrika. On the other hand, maybe Kabbalah is more about being Makdish Adam, more about sanctifying the blood. Maybe that's what it really is considered to be. If you see the Kiddush, but how is it really Makdish in that way? Rav Lichtenstein, the Shiur and Maseches Vachem, pointed out that these two tzadim really exist. These two tzadim seems to be, there are certain indications that there really are these two different mahalchim when it comes to the world, of Kabbalah. Sorry, not Kabbalah, like catching the blood. There are achronim that claim that in fact both of these ideas exist. It's not one or the other. But really, Kabbalah's Hadam has two purposes. It both is a prerequisite for Zvika, like Rashi said. It also, the Gemara in Sota, it also is being Makdish, it also is sanctifying the blood. The Brisker Rav points us out in both Menachos Adav Gidal and Vachim Adav Gimel, You also have in the sefer called the Mikdash David, because David is a very important sefer in Kachin. Mikdash David in Zion colon Bays. The Mikdash David also points out that we seem to have these two different ideas. Says the Brisker Rav, not only do they both exist, and this the Mikdash David has also, but it's possible that these two dinim of Kabbalah, of a prerequisite for Zrika, and a Klisharis, don't always both exist. It's possible to isolate them. What is a context where it could be isolated? In the following place, point out the Brisker Rav. This is in Brisker Rav on Daf Yud Gimel, in Zvachim. Abama. So in the Amisak Zvachim, there was a time period where instead of just doing Avodah in the Mikdash, it was possible to set up other kinds of Mizbeach throughout Eretz Yisrael. And when you wanted to be able to offer a Karban, you could stop, go to your local Bama, and you would be able to offer a Karban on the Bama. Bamas had very different halachas from regular Mikdash. The Bama, we were flexible, and the standards were a little bit different. A non-Kohen could do a whole lot more by a Bama. Don't require Kohanim. So I think the Kli Chemda writes that we are all Mamachas Kohanim. And the Rai that we're all Mamachas Kohanim is that we should all do a Voda to Bama. We have like a Din Kohen in a certain sense. It's an amazing idea. I thought that if I got that shot, in how come some point out that the Shliach Tzibor, if you compare Lechora, davening to Karbanos, so I would have thought the same way that the Kohen is our Shliach for Karbanos, that maybe the Shliach Tzibor should also have to be a Kohen. We really find that Chumrah. I always wonder if the reason why we can be Shliach Tzibor is because after the Mikdash, we're all Mamachas Kohanim, and therefore maybe we all have that opportunity. I don't think I mean that seriously, but I also do mean it seriously. I'm not trying to categorize it in my own head. One of the things that takes place in a Bama is that in a Bama, there is no Klisharis. There's no Klisharis in a Bama. You're going to do with other Kalim, but it's not going to be with a Klisharis. So says the Brisker Rav as follows. There's something called Avodas Kabbalah that exists even without Klisharis. In the Beis HaMikdash, there are two goals to Kabbalas Adam, to facilitate the Zrika and remakdish the blood. In a Bama, pointed at the Brisker Rav, there only one of the dinim is going to apply. In a Bama, the only din which is going to apply is you need it for the Zrika, but in the Bama itself, you are not going to have, says the Brisker Rav, in the Bama itself, there's no Klisharis, but there is still Avodah. It's still Kabbalah with minus of Klisharis. So Brisker Rav's Chiddush, this is also pointed out by Mikdash David, normally Kabbalah has two dinim, facilitating the Zrika and being Makir Saddam. In a Bama, it only has one. In a Bama, it only has one. Points out to Brisker Rav, another context where only one of them comes up. It's a discussive learning a bunch of years ago, Meseches Para in this slot. Says the Brisker Rav that when you would do Kabbalah's Hadam with a Para, there you wouldn't even have a Kli, forget Kli Shares. You would do Kabbalah from a Para Aduma. We shep the Para Aduma. That's sort of like a carbon, sort of not like a carbon, Para Aduma. The Gemara of Rezar and Chaf Gimel says, it's like Kache Benek Habayis. The Torah also says it's called a Chatas, Para Aduma. A lot of Torah in the world of Brisk about this. At the Para Aduma status as a carbon, it's not in the Mizbeah, it's not in the Mikdash, but it sort of also is connected. It's not so clear or easy to find. Para Aduma has a din of Kabbalah, but its din of Kabbalah doesn't have even a Kli. You catch the blood in your hand. Says, Mr. Rav, what do you see? That even though Kabbalah ordinarily has a goal of being machdish the blood, there is a second din of Kabbalah called facilitating Azrika. And that second din of facilitating Azrika, that could exist, says the Brisker Rav, even if there's no Kishari, there's no Kli. Why am I catching Paraduma? Just to facilitate Azrika. It's just the Avoda of Kabbalah. It's not there to be in that kind of a direct way. It doesn't have that role. It does not play it. That, again, is pointed out by the Brisker Rav. If you look in the... I don't even have it here. I apologize for that.
It's right here. If you are interested, but I don't know why you would want to see that, and that would be at all meaningful for you any real way. But he pointed out also that you have this in certain context where you have one without the other. This may have nafkamina's implications for another halakha, which I think is intriguing. It's a Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Kafhei. I hope I have it here on the sheet. A little bit here in Kafhei. Lemaisa, we assume in Chazal that Kabbalah Saddam, how much blood do I really have to get? How much blood do I really have to go for? So Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Kafhei speaks about what kind of blood you have to get. All blood, not all blood, or things like that. In halakha, we assume that the blood that you need, ideally, is significantly more blood than just what you would use for the Zrika itself. That it may be it's more blood than just what you would need for the Zrika, that lechatchila, at least lechatchila, a person should have all of the blood. If you look at the Rambam, hopefully HaMikdashim, in Perek Ava Chavav, the Rambam says, what happens if some of the blood spills? If some of it spills and you didn't get all of it? The Rambam says, it's kosher, but it sounds like it's kosher only b'diavad because of Mishnah Rice. In lechatchila, you should get all the blood, but if you only have some and the rest spills, it's kosher b'diavad, lechatchila, you should have all the blood. The more that we understand that the purpose of Kabbalah is just for Zrika, so then it's not so clear why there would be added benefit per se to having more blood than you would need for the Zrika itself. Kabbalah is only about the Zrika, so lechora, all I should need is the amount of blood I would need for the actual Zrika. The fact that at least lechatchila maybe we want to have more blood than just what you need for the Zrika may help point out that Kabbalah is more than just what you would need for the Zrika, but Kabbalah itself may actually be that which is important for being makdish, important for playing a role above and beyond what it does there. I want to chaz what we said. Hopefully we'll have time. Maybe we'll, only to my own ability to pace tonight. Maybe we will, we'll stop in a minute. But we spoke about the avodah of Kabbalah, certain dinim of Kabbalah, ideally with your right hand, or maybe hesedly with your right hand. You'd be standing when you do Kabbalah. You have to make sure that you're going to be a Kohen. The Kohen has to be a Kohen who is wearing big day kahuna. He has to be a Kohen who is tahor to do it. He catches it in a kli. The kli he catches in has to be a kli sharis. Has to be a kli sharis. We wonder what exactly is the goal of Kabbalah. So we were choker a question with many of the Akhorim are choker. Is Kabbalah only a prerequisite? It's an extra more for Zrika, or is Kabbalah itself really have independent value? Really independent value. We point out a couple of important sodos. Number one, it could be it's just there for the Zrika. It could be that there for being Makdish. Isn't the animal already Kadosh? So in the world of Kachim, we add additional Kedusha. Additional Kedusha. Always to have more Kedusha and more Kedusha. That may be part of the goal. Rishka Rav points out, because that points out that there are really two dinim in terms of why exactly we have them. We can really isolate them in a real way. I want to make one just ha'ara, this is at all helpful. When we speak about different stages of Kedusha and the idea that there are different levels of Kedusha, what's going on here may be as follows, and I think it's going to be an important ha'ara as we define avodah going forward. Tosfos writes in Mesech Kedushin and Daveh that part of the lashon of Hekdesh is a lashon of mizumenes, to designate. Part of what's happening throughout the process that we're talking about is we are getting with increased specificity a degree of designation. The reason why we may have more elements of another Kedusha, when you first sanctify the animal, so it's a very general form of Kedusha which is there. Hasar Halakha. But some of the animal is going to be used for reason X. Some of the animal is going to be used for reason Y. Some of it's going to be eaten. Some of it's going to be offered in the Mizbeach. Some of it's going to be the blood. Some of it's going to be different things are going to happen with different parts of the animal. It's a little bit of a more general. This is a carbon in the more general sense. As you get more focused on what's happening, so perhaps we're also getting much more specific about what these things are designated for. The dam is being designated for a very particular purpose. One way of saying it is to merge the two ideas. It's not being makdish the dam, and it's there for the Zrika. But one of the reasons why it's able to be there for the Zrika is not only so you can catch it and bring it over, but because it now has this extra level of Kedusha, perhaps necessary for the Zrika. Because when as long as the blood is part of the animal, so it's part of the generic Kedusha of the animal. Once you begin isolating the blood, so the blood is going to be used for the Zrika. That's going to be designated in a much more focused and specific way in terms of what exactly we're going to be using. So part of what's going on is that we're shifting gears as far as heightening the level of Kedusha, but also the focus of what exactly we are going to be using it for. It's less generic, it's a little bit more focused. Maybe we'll stop here a couple minutes earlier than usual. The plan for next week will be to speak about Holacha.